Good morning to anybody who had a beautiful opportunity to hear my words. It's always an authentic portrayal of anything of which I have experienced, anything I'm motivated to do, and anything that I'm motivated to be involved in. Today I want to talk about family. Family sometimes is not only the people that you are blood connected to, it's anybody that you feel passionate about or anybody who shows you through their actions that they really care about you and they really is supportive of some of the things in which you come in contact with throughout the course of your life. I always want to show how some of my family decisions affected me negatively, but I also want to show how some of their decisions ended up, although started negatively, they really affected me more from a positive perspective. I came up with an acronym last night of how I describe family, and some people who hear it might can relate to it and might can go on and see themselves explaining it from this perspective. To me, it means forever, always motivated into loving you. First, I want to talk about my beautiful mother. I want to let you know you are one of the most amazing persons that I have came in contact with throughout the course of my existence. I love how you are a master chef and how you serve us constantly with your amazing, phenomenal love. You love when you're hungry. You love when you're full. You love when you're rich. You love when you're poor. You love when you're tired. You love when you're full of energy. You love when you're happy. You love when you're sad. I credit you for my beautiful verses of intelligence. I learned so much from having deep conversations with you. I respect you. I appreciate you. I cherish you. I love you. And I enjoy any opportunity in which I have the opportunity to spend with you. You are my best friend. You are my everything. You are a special person. You can do anything in which you set your mind to. And I just want to let you know that you are a champion in my eyes, and I love the fact that you are my mother because you are so consistent with giving us love on a day-to-day basis. To my father, I want to just let you know I love you as well. You know what I'm saying? I credit you for giving me my beautiful spirit. I love some of the conversation which I have had with you when you told me that you really came in contact with Christ at a young age. I want you to know that even though you was affected by addiction in the 80s, I want you to know that you still motivated and encouraged me when you was able to get a hold of that addiction, take back your power, be able to come 25 years clean and make a decision to put that addiction to the side, to be a part of your family, to spend time with your family, to have peace and understanding with your family. I'm super motivated that you was able to make that decision because not many people are able to put away an addiction and really stick to something else. So I love the fact that you was able to do that. I'm proud of you for being 25 years clean. I'm proud of you for always being aware. I'm proud of you for always being there for me. And I just respect you and my mama from an equal perspective. And I love, cherish, and honor you all. And I can't wait to come out there and spend time with you. To my beautiful sister, you are so amazing from so many different perspectives. I love the fact how you was able to come up in the same household with me in the projects and not allow the projects to ever get a part of your mind, your spirit, or into your motivating force to achieve, in your motivation force to, you know, get in contact with God, and your motivating force just to succeed as a mother. You motivate me so much, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes when I think about who's my hero when it comes to life, it's really you. I love the fact how you was able to educate yourself. I love the fact how you was able to continue to be in a successful marriage. I love the fact how you was able to have some amazing kids. And I just love the fact how you have always loved and cherished and supported me in everything in which I have done throughout the time when I was on the street and throughout the time that I've been in prison. I really do enjoy you well. You are the key to my heart. I honor, I cherish you, and I just respect you for being an amazing champion of a woman that I know you to be. To my brother, Mario, man, you had come into the family, had become more than a brother. You are a super inspiring husband. You are an amazing person. You are any time in which I have spent time with you, it was always loving, it was always caring, it was always compassionate. I just love you, bro. And I'm thankful for the fact that you gave me a beautiful, inspiring testimony of just being able to see you come from out of the streets, walk away from that life, choose love, choose to be a father, choose to be educated, choose to just be inspiring and a motivating force to any young dude in whom you come in contact with. Keep up the good work, bro. I look forward to spending time with you. I love you so much, and I just it inspired by you and my sister, love. To my beautiful nephew, Kimaye, I loved you ever since the day in which Nisha had you. You are so intelligent. You can do anything you set your mind to. I'm proud of you for having a beautiful daughter. I'm proud of you for just being a champion and being able to live your life without really being super incarcerated or affected by some of the things that young dudes are affected by in America today. Stay out of trouble, nephew. Stay alive, stay free, because when I get there, we're going to spend amazing time together. But overall, I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. To my nephew Deontay, you've been sunshine ever since Nisha had you. You are one of the most creative person that I ever met. You can do anything. You can rap. Maybe you can model. You can have your own business. You can do whatever you want. I'm so proud of you that you was able to get a handle on your mental health, because a lot of people are not able to do that. Everything in this world starts with your mind. Prison is just not a physical form. It can also be a mental thing as well. So for you to be able to come from under that, I'm so proud of you, Nesu, and I enjoy you. I love you and can't wait to spend time with you, and just thank you for giving me an opportunity just to be able to know somebody so beautiful. To my great niece, Kiana, I know you are too young to understand some of the words in which I'm saying, but I want you to know that I love you. And the acronym in which I came up with for family is so much about you. You are the shining star in our family. You could be anything. You got a great example in a grandma. You got a great example in a great-grandma. You got a great example in a mother. You got a great example in a father. I want you to know, Kiana, forever, always motivated into loving you will be the vibe from you, from me to you, to let you know that we always will care, love, and appreciate you. To anybody out there that's struggling with confidence, I want you to know that no matter whatever you come into in life that looks like it's going to rise up against you, you still can find some type of sunshine in the midst of your storm. Don't never let nobody tell you that you can't achieve. Don't never let your circumstance stop you from being the person and who you was born to be. You special. You appreciated. You cherished. We see you. We want to support you. We want to be with you. We want to spend time with you. Don't give up in the midst of your trials and tribulations or your adversity. Stand strong in the midst of your storm, because the same thing that come against you from a negative perspective can turn out on the end and affect you more positive and fulfill your life from a different perspective. Throughout the course of my incarceration, it's been my family that has supported, motivated, and allowed me the opportunity to make it through a really serious life-changing experience. Every day I wake up, I see something different I can do, something different that I can learn, something different that I can say to somebody that can impact their life from a positive perspective. But I just want to let anybody know that some going through a storm, you will make it. And I just want to overall let my family know that it's because of you that I stand strong, and it's because of you that I'm the person who I am today. Thank you for listening to this beautiful testimony from me. I look forward to giving you all many more.